podcasting from Lake Orion, Michigan, where living is a vacation. It's the Rock Your Wellness Podcast, a bi-monthly podcast about how to rock a healthy approach to living that will supercharge your fitness and energy levels without having to turn your life upside down. And now, here's your host, fitness professional, health coach, and nutrition guru, Chuck Jones.
Hey folks, and welcome back to the Rock Your Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Chuck Jones, and I am here with you today for the last official episode of 2017. I kind of can't believe that it's the end of the year. but hey, listen, I hope you've had as blessed a year as we've had. We added another cub to the Jones pack, so we've got Charlie and Jackson now. Both boys are doing fantastic. Technically Jackson was born December 22nd of 2016, but I'm rounding up here a little bit. So he's coming up on his first year, and seriously, he is doing so great. He is so incredibly happy and so incredibly chill. And his big brother, Charlie, loves him and they get along, which is, you know, hey, we can't ask for much more than that. Right. And what else? Let's see, we were able to enjoy our first official full summer, complete summer that is, in our new neighborhood here in Orion, and subsequently our neighborhood beach, which was amazing. The boys love it. We love it. I had some great weather, lots of fun with family and friends there. And then, my wife Victoria became a full time stay at home mom, which has really been amazing in and of itself. I mean, just to see how much she loves being home with our boys, and frankly, how much they are just thriving and developing with her being there. So truly a blessing there. And I started a podcast too, right? So I guess that's kind of worth mentioning. So, but before we wrap up and say goodbye officially to 2017, kind of have to get through the holidays. And I mean, isn't it kind of funny how I think a lot of us really feel that way? It's like, as soon as Thanksgiving hits, it's like, okay, we gotta make it through Christmas now and then make it through New Year's. And I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm 100% sure that not everyone listening right now feels that way, right? But based on conversations I've had with a lot of my friends and family, it seems like more and more now we're kind of like we're getting caught up in this hectic like go, go, go of, you know, parties and planning and gift buying and overindulging, rather than just truly enjoying the season for what it should be. And so instead of like this feeling of joy and contentment, I think a lot of times, like, we're left feeling kind of frazzled or worn out or, you know, maybe even a few pounds heavier or several pounds heavier and possibly even sick, right? You know, getting the flu or some other, you know, virus that's going around. So I thought, what better way to really help us all, myself included, rock our wellness as we wrap up the year, but to provide just some, I'll say, relatively easy but very effective strategies to not only survive the holidays, but hey, let's thrive and let's enjoy ourselves, right, through the holidays. So let's start off. First and foremost, I know I kind of tend to be a one-trick pony with this one sometimes, but sleep. Sleep is paramount, right? So between dealing with the colder temperatures that are outside and, you know, sort of the stress of planning for, you know, presents and parties and just generally eating way more than we typically do, our bodies and subsequently our immune systems are just getting taxed. And the single best thing that you can do to help your body recover here is just to get good sleep whenever you can. If you're not going out to a party or having friends or family over, just go to bed early. Give yourself some reserves so that when you do stay out a bit later, you won't do so already having a sleep deficit, right? And for this matter too, don't discount the power of a good nap. I mean, listen, I totally get that napping is probably considered a luxury for most people listening in, but even the busiest person can typically find time for a 10-minute power nap, right? That will, I know it might sound silly, but it'll pay huge dividends. So just, you know, when you get a little break in the action, excuse yourself to your bedroom, draw the blackout curtains that you should already have by now, right? Hint, hint. You know, we talked about this a couple of podcasts, I think, right? Turn on your white noise machine again, hopefully that you've purchased by now, right? Hint, hint. And set your phone timer for 10 minutes and just lay down and close your eyes. Even if you don't actually fall asleep, I'm telling you, you will experience tremendous benefit just from doing this alone. And I know 10 minutes doesn't sound like much, but you'd be surprised, especially when you do have a sleep deficit, just how quickly you will fall asleep, and you won't wake up groggy like if you take a longer nap. You'll actually wake up pretty alert, and I'm telling you, it'll pay huge dividends, give you that little extra gas in your tank to make it through the rest of the day, and just give a little bit more reserve to that immune system for when, again, we stay out too late, and, you know, put that little extra stress on our bodies. So sleep when you can, and then go out and enjoy yourself because it's the holiday season and we're going to do it, right? Holiday hack number two, drink lots of water. Now, you know, I know I've said before that we shouldn't force ourselves to drink water and we should only drink to thirst. That's true in general. This time of year, it's a little different. You know, I talked before that, you know, maybe that's not necessarily true for an elite athlete or someone that's working out intensely. Well, working out intensely is a stress, right? Well, frankly, this time of year is a stress as well. So a little extra hydration, it's just going to help us heal, it'll help us flush through any potential toxins that we're being bombarded with, right? So whether it's from food or booze or, you know, again, just being out and about and, you know, environmental toxins, this kind of a thing, it's really going to help your body deal with that. And hey, it's also going to help control your appetite as well. And not the least of which, again, on those late nights where, you know, we imbibe a little bit more than maybe we could or should, it's going to help prevent hangovers too. So bottom line is a hydrated cell is a healthy cell, and we're under a little bit more stress this time of year. So definitely, you know, go drink a little bit more water than you normally would. It's also a little bit more dry than it typically is. We don't have the humidity in the air. So your body is still, it's still letting go of moisture through sweat and that kind of a thing. So a little extra water gonna do you good. Now, talked about hangovers. Holiday hack number three is actually specifically for that, and it's activated charcoal. It's these little, you've probably seen at your local liquor store or convenience store, these little, you know, they're called all variety of things, but they're little, hangover tablets, right? And they're basically activated charcoal. It's charcoal. And what charcoal does is it really, really helps to absorb toxins, things like sulfites and dyes and other impurities that are specifically found in alcohol, wine and beer, as well as hard alcohol. They will, to be fair, this activated charcoal, it will also bind to some nutrients. So it's not something you want to take all the time. But, you know, if you know you've got a big holiday party or office party or, you know, some kind of social gathering, not a bad idea to pop a couple before you go out. And again, it's just going to, you know, that along with the extra water intake, really going to help your body deal with some of these toxins and impurities, and, you know, not only going to help with hangovers, but it's going to help with general health, right? Because we don't want this stuff in our body to begin with. So if we can help our body get rid of it, it's going to be easier on our organs that normally deal with this stuff, and it's going to be overall easier on our bodies, save a little bit of that energy again for the immune system to function well, because we need it to function well. So just something to take in mind, a pretty simple thing. Buy a few of these things, you know, keep them in your glove box, keep them in your cabinet at home. And, you know, when you do go out, you know, take a few beforehand and you'll be happy you did. So for holiday hack number four, when we do go to these parties, whether it's a family gathering or office party or what have you, just think about what you eat. Or I'll say maybe more specifically, the order you eat things in. So I know it's real tempting, you know, go straight for the dessert portion of the, you know, wherever food that's out, that kind of a thing. But I'm telling you, hit that meat and veggie section first. And a lot of times there's a lot of really, you know, kind of delicious things. All these appetizers are so creative now. But if you're focusing just on getting a few, I'll say, of some items that actually have some nutrition, a la meat and veggies, then, you know, obviously that's a good thing. You're providing your body with some more nutrition other than just super carb heavy and, you know, sugar laden desserts. But the good thing is too, you're also now going to become a little full so that, hey, you can still enjoy some of those desserts. Cause I mean, don't get me wrong. I get it. Again, it's the holidays. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just kind of making some calculated decisions to enjoy some, I'll say, typically off the menu treats. But if we're eating some better quality food first, then we're a lot, you know, less likely to overindulge. The other thing is too, eat before you go to the party. I mean, because then you know you can get really good quality food and you can still go to the party and enjoy some appetizers and desserts, but you're not going to load up on those or fill up on those, right? You'll be able to actually just kind of enjoy them for what they are. They're really good tasting things that we normally don't eat. And since you're not going to be ravenous going into that situation, you can actually chew your food, slow down, and just kind of savor the flavor, enjoy that moment, right? Rather than just wolfing things down and it's like you forgot even what you ate. So so that's the tip, is enjoy yourself, eat these good foods and desserts, but eat some quality food first so that you can truly enjoy those food and desserts in moderation. Do a little damage control there. Holiday hack number five, something I just did. Took a breath, right? We gotta breathe. So many of us, and listen, myself included, I'm telling you, this podcast is absolutely just as much for myself as I hope it benefits you guys out there. So many of us, we do so much running around that we don't even realize just how tight that our neck and our chest and our shoulders become. We're so just tight and cramped up, and we're basically in this fight or flight mode all the time, right? And that's not good. So fight or flight, that's our sympathetic nervous system. That's the, you know, when you're in this mode, like cortisol, which is a stress hormone, it shoots up along with adrenaline. So it makes us hyper alert and hyper vigilant, which that's what our bodies are designed to do should we ever encounter some type of danger, right? Like a car speeding out of control in our direction, or, you know, for our ancestors, a larger predator, you know, maybe stalking them as lunch, right? So you get this burst of adrenaline and cortisol and you become hyper alert, quick and strong. And it's this perfect combination to escape danger and literally live to fight another day. Here's the problem. When we remain in this state chronically, all sorts of bad things start to happen. We start to burn muscle for energy, and we actually become predisposed to storing fat. Honestly, do I even need to go on from there? I mean, isn't that pretty much the opposite, the polar opposite of what we want to do? So if you don't want to burn muscle and put your body in a state to, you know, to store fat, basically, then something as simple as breathing can literally not only shut off that fight or flight, that super stressful mode, but actually activate the rest and digest mode, which is activating the parasympathetic nervous system, right? So I know what you're saying. Well, I never stop breathing. If I did, I'd die, right? We all breathe all the time. It's the way that you breathe. When our shoulders and our chest and our necks are all tight, we're kind of breathing like in our chest. You know, if you're breathing and your shoulders are going up and down, that's not the way to do it. So breathing in through your nose, activating your diaphragm, and then breathing out through your mouth, that's what I'm talking about. So, and if you're doing this right, your chest and shoulders really almost shouldn't move at all. I mean, your chest is going to move a little bit to expand as your lungs fill, but your shoulders really shouldn't move up. Your stomach, however, should actually expand as your diaphragm expands as you breathe, and then deflate as you breathe out. And I'm telling you, this is powerful stuff that works immediately. It will immediately relax you. It will immediately activate your parasympathetic, your rest and digest nervous system. You know what? Let's do it right now. So, hey, as you're listening, on the count of three, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Well, you know what? Let's take a cleansing breath first. So just take a deep breath in, however you want to do it. Blow it out, relax your shoulders. Just kind of get that stress out, right? So now let's do the actual breath. Let's breathe in through our nose for a five count, right? So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Feel that belly expand as your diaphragm moves to help fill your lungs with air, right? Now blow it out slowly through your mouth and watch your belly return. Feel better? I'm telling you, if you did it right, you should instantly feel just a little less harried right now, a little less stressed. Now, listen, you're not going to hear me tell you this often, but I actually encourage you at this point, turn off this podcast or at least pause it for a few minutes and just do that a few times. I guarantee it will literally breathe new life into you. No pun intended, right? Pun intended. So just don't forget to come back because we're not quite done, okay? So in through your nose for a five count, let that belly expand, breathe out through your mouth for at least a five count, if not even like a 10 count, like kind of twice as long, kind of slow down that expiration, okay? So take a few minutes and I will talk to you in a few. All right, so I sincerely hope that you tried taking a few deep diaphragm-assisted breaths, okay? Because if you did, I already know you're feeling better. Now, so just remember that little trick. Anytime you're getting super stressed out, right? That's all you have to do. Just breathe. You can do it in your car. You can do it standing up. You can do it on the couch, anywhere. Take a couple of minutes, breathe. Get that parasympathetic nervous system activated. Relax, bring yourself that back down, right? Okay, so for my final holiday hack, I'm gonna suggest this. Give. Now, I know what you're thinking. I do give, right? That's what's stressing me out, all these presents. Not exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, Christmas is the season of giving, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean, though, just buying gifts for our family and friends, right? I mean, so honestly, maybe we should sort of rework the word giving or give to the word serve. So, and what I mean by that is, what if we all focused on how we could serve our spouses, our kids, our families, our friends, people in need, above our own needs? Now, hey, I know a lot of us, certainly in our household, we strive to do this anyway. What if we really made it happen? Like, for a period of time? I mean, if only for the month of December, right? And so, okay, this episode is launching December 11th, Monday. So if you're listening, on our launch day, on Monday, there's only 20 more days of putting everyone else above ourselves, right? 20 days, that's it. We can do that, right? So, I mean, call a friend or family member you haven't talked to in forever. Volunteer at a soup kitchen or a clothing drive. Bring your neighbors some Christmas cookies, right? Better yet, invite them over to dinner. Doesn't have to be like this huge, huge event that stresses you out. Just say, hey, come on over. We're having dinner tonight. You know, this is what we're having. Come on over. Bring a bottle of wine. It's a weird phenomenon, but I'm telling you, a lot of times when we just focus on serving, we actually end up finding ourselves energized rather than exhausted. And I mean, listen, if you read the Bible, that's exactly what Jesus did. He served. And since, I mean, hey, he really is the reason for the season, right? Maybe if we just follow his lead, even if it's only for a few short weeks, maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to enjoy the holidays for what they should be, right? And bring back just a little bit of that childlike wonder that I think we all miss, and I think we all really want to have back. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. This podcast, well, frankly, as you know, a few of the others have been, was honestly just as much for me as for you. I know this time of year can be tough, but I think these are a few pretty simple hacks if we employ them. And again, even if it's just for the remaining 20 days of this month, I think we'll all see huge benefit, and we'll all be able to dial in a little bit more on each other and on what this season should be about. And hey, we'll be able to rock our wellness because of it, right? So again, just thanks so much for listening. It's been a great few months. I've really, really enjoyed myself. It means the world to me to get your emails and you know, just see like these awesome reviews so many of you have been posting on iTunes. I mean, it's awesome. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. So again, I've just really enjoyed the past 6 months. I hope you have as well. And I sincerely hope that everyone has an amazing holiday season. And I really look forward to catching back up with you in January and learning some new ways on how we can rock our wellness together. So until then, have a very Merry Christmas. God bless, and keep on rocking.